Welcome. I am Andy, and you are listening to Retirement Concerns. Someone somewhere is turning 65, and many more are past that. We all have retirement concerns. Here we will discuss those concerns and hopefully discuss issues you may not have estimated. So please join us now.
They're not using the term global depression. Perhaps they are masking the term to avoid fear, or they're waiting for more signs. Let's take a look at some of the past economic news while looking at the current predictions, and then you decide. Unlike the Great Depression, which primarily affected only the United States, America is using fiat money. That's like using monopoly money to pay for purchases. It's baseless. At best, it devalues the dollar, like filling a bathtub above the overflow drain. Once the water runs off, you have to add more water to keep the tub filled. When you overspend, you have to print more money or suffer the consequences. Go back a few years. The drama over the COVID virus, closed business, put people out of work, caused supply chain delays, etc. What did they do? Money was dispersed to help people survive. The catch was you had to pay taxes as though that was regular income. Why was that not considered a gift? Generally, gift money is not taxable to the receiver. The conceptual idea would have been the same. Money would have been injected into the market and stimulated growth. As a result, many were caught off guard having to pay taxes on that money. At that point, we were around $30 trillion in debt. Our money, our goods, are sent to other countries while we go deeper in debt. If we had the money, why don't we just pay it off? We trade around the world. What affects one country now affects many countries. Your deposit is used by the banks to lend money, so they take in more money. But, as we see in China, that money isn't actually held by the bank. Therefore, should the same happen to us as it did China, you too would not be able to quickly get your money. More importantly, where China doesn't have the funds to pay for the loss, how are they going to pay for their debt in other countries? Major investments have been made into the United States. This is or will cause a rippling effect around the world, especially for those companies or countries who trade with China. China is not the only country, though. You may remember back to the turn of the century or Y2K, Germany, Italy, France. These countries were or are facing economic recession. What about Russia? Another superpower. Where are they headed? Their economy is not doing well either based on a recent Google search. What happened in 2008? Based on non-regulated lending practices, so-called subprime loans, many who received money for houses were not able to pay for their mortgage. Lenders foreclosed on their house. Today, other industries are seeing the same thing as a result of the stimulus packages. People are not able to afford the car payment. The housing market is again hit due to the rising interest rates. Companies are starting to freeze hiring or lay people off as production slows, etc., etc., etc. The housing market is predicted to take yet another hit due to a new round of foreclosures due to owners losing their jobs. Many who are trying to describe the current economic conditions only had tales from parents who experienced the Great Depression. They covered today's crisis with less harsh words like quantitative easing, quantitative tightening, recession, economic adjustment, market adjustment. I've just given you a fairly high-level overview, some would call it. So I'm being positive. The trickle-down effect would be much worse. Now you be the judge.
You've been listening to Retirement Concerns with your host, Andy Barrett. Please join us every week as we discuss new hot topics for retirement concerns or visit us at retirementconcerns.info for more information. Have a good day.